Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Afternoon. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Arrow Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. The horrific shooting, and they are all horrific shootings, the horrific shooting at Michigan State University last Monday, which left three students dead and five seriously wounded, was met with understandable grief and anger across the political divide. The suspected shooter, Anthony McRae, killed himself before police could arrest him, which leaves lots and lots of questions. And his uncle described him as struggling with paranoid schizophrenia. Now, predictably, the left channeled its grief into one of those familiar mass rallies on the MSU campus, a setting for soppy Democrat speeches, blaming the murders on the nation's failure to pass more gun control. An allegedly furious Michigan House Majority Leader Ranjit Puri tweeted a statement on official letterhead with the bold opening sentence, "Blank your thoughts and prayers," demanding instead that action and change of passing common sense gun reform immediately. There was also grief and empathy for the victims and their families among conservatives, and understandable resentment of Democrats once again blaming legal gun ownership for the latest notorious gun crime. Now, details emerged that McRae had a prior firearm felony dismissed and pleaded to a misdemeanor. Conservatives turned their outrage on the woke prosecutor, which, understand this, the only way that wouldn't have happened with him on that day would have been if he were in jail on that day. Okay, let's make this perfectly understandable. Even if he were a prohibited person, I don't know, you know, this that never makes a difference, because criminals break the law, you know. But if he had been imprisoned, that would have disqualified him from possessing a firearm. Instead, now we've got this minutia going on between the two camps, mine and theirs, where we're out there saying, well, he should have been a prohibited person, and prohibited people get guns every day anyway. And they're saying, well, you know, we got to have more gun control and crime reform and bail reform and all these other things. A typical comment is, if McRae had been charged as any other person called illegally carrying a concealed firearm without a permit, the shooting at MSU might not have happened. Well, that's absolutely not true. There's no basis of fact on that, because, once again, it wouldn't have mattered. That is true that he was arrested in 2019 for carrying a handgun without a concealed pistol license. And the Ingham County prosecutor was a Soros-linked progressive who imposed irrational woke policy clearly meant to favor criminals. And significantly, Carol Seaman made it her office's official policy on August 2021 to drop mandatory prison sentences for felony firearms charges. And she said, in Michigan, about 80% of people who are incarcerated on a felony firearm charge are black, even though our statewide population for that race is only 14%. So this was about equity, which is the biggest of the tropes out there. the equity agenda, and it was such a disaster, she stepped down as a prosecutor under a torrent of criticism from judges and law enforcement officials over her soft-on-crime policies. Once again, let's go back to this. Now, remember, in the old days, after slavery, right, after slavery and everything else, a lot of black people decided to leave the South because the Dixiecrats were down here, and they were still making life hell for them, and they headed north into the big cities. Now, things began to change, and an opportunity was seen there for control, because there's always going to be a substrata of humanity that wants to control the other majority of humanity. And, you know, so in the inner city, if the people that had been oppressed during the time had been, say, the Portuguese, they would be the ones in the inner city today. It has nothing to do with these being black people. That is a pure coincidence that it was they who went to the inner city, because all of the crime that's popping right now in most places is in the inner city. All of, you know, I had John Lott on the show last night, and John laid it out. I mean, only 2% of the counties make up 53% of the crime. And these are all the same counties that also make it very hard to own a gun. They want to cancel your gas stove. They want you to drive an electric car. You know, I'm not telling you nothing you don't already know. The prevailing idea among conservatives that except for Seaman's office dismissing McRae's felony charge, he would have been barred from owning a firearm at the time of the shooting or safely behind bars, needs a second look, because not because the man who stole three students' lives deserves a posthumous defense, but because the argument that he would have been subjected to a zero-tolerance standard goes too far. And it fails to make some very important distinctions. There's a difference between a firearm felony charge and a firearm violation that is a felony, because a firearm felony means possessing a firearm while committing or attempting to commit another felony, like carjacking or burglary. Carrying a gun without a permit is not that kind of a crime. If that's the case, I am guilty of that. I have done that. Some of you may have done that. You don't have to admit it. I'll admit it. You know. In an effort to discourage career criminals from carrying guns, Michigan passed a mandatory sentencing law to make sure that even if a convicted criminal faced only a lighter suspended sentence for his underlying felony, a judge had no choice but to give the prison sentence if a gun was involved. So Seaman's office issued 205 felony firearm charges in 2020, 67% of which were against black people. So she decided to reduce that number by simply refusing to issue the additional gun charge against black offenders, a policy the county sheriff described as garbage. Garbage in, garbage out, as a matter of fact. But it wouldn't have applied to McRae anyway, because the reason for his arrest, carrying a concealed weapon, was a standalone. It was a standalone felony. He was not out there beating somebody up while he was carrying a gun. He just got caught carrying a gun. And the penalties for that aren't mandatory, ranging from anywhere from a fine up to 5 years in prison, but even probation within the court's discretion. All of which makes it unlikely McRae would have gone to jail, regardless of who the prosecutor was. John DeWayne, who replaced Seaman as prosecutor, explained that sentencing guidelines for both charges were similar. Both would have resulted in a recommendation against incarceration. If a zero-tolerance approach to banning the maximum penalty were applied in every case, plea deals would end, massively overcrowd prisons and causing the justice system to grind to a halt. So, I'm not trying to rehabilitate a woke prosecutor or vindicate a dead, demented killer. We have to deal with facts. And the fact pattern here is more about the target than it is about the perpetrator. And the soft target is always going to attract the perpetrator. Simple fact. They want to do something, whether it's getting out there and, you know, making a big splash for their name or just taking their anger out on people. Whatever it is, everything in between. We got to harden the target. Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chrysler.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. In the first Judge Dredd movie, there was a guy, he was the prototypical bad guy of the time, of I guess that was in the 90s. The actor's name is Jurgen Prochnow. Great actor. Horrible name. Great actor. In that movie, the recommendation, because, you know, Judge Dredd, he judged and he carried out the sentence on the scene. They wanted to take and make death penalty applicable to lesser crimes than the ones where it was applicable to at the time, simply as a means to cope, or a more concisely, as a means to control. They were trying to control. So, and that was all fiction. But in recent times, the law has been bent, and the Bill of Rights has been reimagined. And that's coming back around full circle. In recent weeks, federal courts have begun to nullify a number of gun control laws on the grounds that they violate the Second Amendment. In the Western District of Oklahoma, Judge Patrick Wyrick found that prohibiting marijuana users from owning guns is unconstitutional. Fifth Circuit Court concluded that people subject to domestic violence restraining orders cannot be compelled to give up their guns. A federal district court in West Virginia ruled that the federal law, which makes it a crime to possess a firearm with an altered, obliterated, or removed serial number, is unconstitutional. Here we are, 232 years after ratification, and now the federal courts are finally starting to take the Second Amendment seriously. This is no mystery, though. This is no mystery, because this is all about NYSRPA v. Bruin. And in that landmark case, the Supreme Court significantly strengthened the case law supporting Second Amendment rights. It was a 6-3 opinion authored by Justice Clarence Thomas. And they recognized that the Second Amendment protects not only the right to bear arms, but to carry them in public. Is it and or but? I can't decide. What it boils down to is that they put an end to means and scrutiny. That makes all the difference in the world. The rationale that lower courts had used repeatedly to uphold gun control statutes, which what that means is that they were putting these in place and they were able to hold them up because the courts were finding that this fell in line with the ability of the local municipality or government that would put it in place to control the situation. They've decided now, Bruin has made this clear, and under this doctrine of review, any statute that was viewed as furthering an important government interest was upheld as constitutional. And if you place that in the hands of a leftist judge, who happens to find guns to be repugnant, the implementation of means testing has essentially removed the Second Amendment from the Bill of Rights. Clarence Thomas was not having any of that, and he wrote, "The proper standard of judicial review was to assess whether modern firearms regulations are consistent with the Second Amendment's text and historical understanding." Now, of course, that leads to other things. Right now, you got, who was it? I think Geraldo Rivera held up a musket on national TV. This is what you can have. This is what you can have. If you want to go by history, this is what they said when the second. That has nothing to do with historical understanding there, Geraldo. They had self-loading rifles back in those days. And the founding fathers had enough foresight to understand that if they got out there and said muskets or flintlocks, that it would be interpreted literally. So they said arms, which means everything from a folding knife to that Barrett 50 caliber rifle you got out there. And the most historical period was the late 18th century, which was a time during which the Second Amendment was written and adopted. So the man who saved the Second Amendment was Justice Clarence Thomas. He wins the award. So, but if we're to believe that he himself, he was not so much the cause as the effect. In the autobiography, My Grandfather's Son, Thomas explained that his entire character had been formed by his grandfather, Myers Anderson. "What I am is what he made me," he said. Born into the most abject poverty in rural Georgia, Thomas's parents divorced in 1950, and his father abandoned him. As a young child, he lived in a shack without electricity or plumbing. And one day, that shack burned to the ground, and Thomas's mother relocated to a slum in Savannah, where raw sewage poured out onto the ground. And he wrote, "Most of the time, I was cold and hungry." At the age of 6, Clarence and his brother was taken in by their grandparents, and Thomas's grandfather, Myers Anderson, was barely literate. He only had a third-grade education, and he made his living delivering fuel oil. But he was a man of some self-discipline, and he raised his grandchildren to have manners and behavior and respect rules and regulations. And the order of the household was enforced by a lot of corporal punishment. He understood that the key to success in life was education combined with a powerful work ethic. And he told young Clarence, "I'm going to send you boys to school and teach you how to work so you can have a better chance than I did." By the time he was in the fourth grade, Clarence Thomas was a fixture at his grandfather's business before dawn, after school, and all day on Saturdays. In the summers, Myers Anderson took his grandchildren to live and work on the family farm, and Clarence and his brother woke before sunrise, worked all day. You know, Anderson didn't allow his grandsons to wear work gloves because he considered it a sign of weakness. And those blisters that they would get, they turned into calluses, and the gloves proved unnecessary. No task was too difficult. In college, he began to drift away from his grandfather's teachings. He entertained Marxism and the Black Power movement in the 1960s. But, you know, eventually he came back because of the hard work and quiet perseverance that had been taught to him by his grandfather. And because of that, he was eventually appointed to the Supreme Court of the United States. And the consequences of his opinion that he wrote is only just beginning to unwind. If the text and history criteria established by the Supreme Court are followed, the federal government's entire scheme of gun regulation must fall. And it will fall, including the NFA and all the other things they got going on right now. The Hughes Amendment, the Gun Control Act of 1968, the Brady Law of 1993, all state bans, regulations, or restrictions are unconstitutional. All because a grandfather named Myers Anderson taught a young man the meaning of life. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom. Truly the mechanical advantage.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA News update. The White House is confident it has the authority to cancel $400 billion in student loan debt to help Americans.
40 million Americans who need a little bit more breathing room, who need an opportunity to get back on their feet coming out of this pandemic.
Deputy Press Secretary Olivia Dalton making the comments on board Air Force One today as the U.S. Supreme Court hears arguments in these student debt relief cases. A federal agency has been hit with a ransomware attack. The attack on the U.S. Marshals Service is being called a major security breach. Hackers were able to gain access to a system containing sensitive information, including data on fugitives. And a new report from Lending Club shows that a majority of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. The report says 60% of all U.S. adults are living that way. That is down slightly from last year in spite of inflation. The report shows that many Americans adjusted their spending to better manage their cash flow. John Schaefer, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, here we are. February is about over, and we have three states poised to become constitutional/permitless carry states. Florida is on the deck. South Carolina is on the deck. But now there's some people that are thinking North Carolina could be the next constitutional carry state. Whichever one is the first one to come in, then that means the majority of states in the United States today, even if they were to add D.C. and Puerto Rico, then it still only goes back to half. But right now today, the majority of the United States are permitless carry, which is a big issue amongst the gun grabbers. So the race is on right now in Raleigh. Raleigh, North Carolina, Representative Keith Kidwell filed HB 189, the NC Constitutional Carry Act, on Wednesday, opening up the possibility that the Tar Heel State will be next in line to implement the, and this is life-saving legislation. Make no mistake about it. People who feel empowered will carry a gun if they don't have to get the state's permission. He's been joined by Reps Jay Adams, Ben Moss, and Mark Plessen sponsoring the legislation. They will keep their current permit system intact because having a permit, even in a permitless carry environment, if South Carolina became a permitless carry state, I'm still keeping my permit because There's two things that my permit does that the permitless carry will not allow me to do otherwise. In my state, when I go buy a gun, I don't go through a background check because I have a permit. And my permit allows me to carry across state lines into other states that have reciprocity with South Carolina. So that's why I will keep my permit. And we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see who's first. Now, every time this comes up, though, even though we have 25 other states that we can look at and say, well, it didn't happen there, the leftists falsely forecast Wild West shootouts in the street that never actually sort of happened. And this is because the ghouls who exploit the crime statistics never distinguish between the innocent and the guilty and absurdly lump all violence together as the work of inanimate objects. Now, I got news for you. Right now, criminals, they live in a world of permitless carry because they are carrying a gun. And, you know, all of you people that are out there that are, I understand. Listen, you don't have to carry a gun if you don't want to. I completely understand that. You're not a violent person. You just don't have it in you. I get it. There's nothing wrong with that. That's part of the human condition. But the other thing that you have to consider, though, is that when you do carry a gun, you're packing an option with you. People who carry guns are on the lookout for trouble. They're not seeking trouble. They're seeking to avoid trouble. Seeking to avoid trouble. You can think of the most, in the gun world, people look at some of these trainers who were quite the character, you know. They, as somebody that just can't wait to get out there and you know, clear leather and start sending rounds downrange. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. They want their students to, every one of them says the best gunfight is the one you don't go to. So you know, guns themselves by themselves, they're incapable of being violent no matter what you do. It is, and the gun has no moral compass. It's all about who's driving it. The only enemy a gun has is rust and dust and the political opportunists who want to see them melted down. And there's a big difference between an innocent person carrying a gun to defend him or herself and their family and a criminal out to commit havoc on society. And we also know that the same people who use evidence of almost every crime as a mass shooting aren't trying to lie with language and only want to take guns from the innocent. They don't seem to care about the true killers in their society. In fact, the people that are in the higher positions of authority, let them loose. Let them loose. So when it comes to crime, whether it's theft or a mass shooting, we the people are the first responders. The main life that I look to save is me and mine. And I will do so if there's a threat and I have an ability to stop the threat and a chance to stop the threat. And a silly sign stops nothing. It's like a restraining order. It's just a piece of paper. It doesn't stop a miscreant bent on murder or mass murder. And the police, especially now. How often are you driving down there and seeing somebody going down the street so fast that you can see the sparks going in their back, you know, looks like they're about to head back into the future. How often do you see a car getting pulled over? I mean, it's just not happening that much because there's not as many police. They just spread that thin. They can't be everywhere. So, your first line of defense is going to be up to you. And, you know, the gun grabbers, absolutely. It scares them half to death to think about this. What they're doing that right now on the left, I don't know if I have enough time to go into this. Yeah, let's go into this. If I have to carry over, I'll carry over. Right now, the left wants your kids, and they want to weaponize them for their cultural purpose. They're going to go to any length necessary to do so. Think Greta Thunberg. Think, you know, what's his name? James Hogg. You know. They would have them commit suicide against your will as their parent, and perhaps even without your knowledge, if that furthers their cause. They use flowery language to describe the wisdom of children. They condemn parents as dangerous, uninformed, and fascist if the parent disagrees with the child's decision. And they're also accelerating their attempt to lawfully wedge the parent out of the equation while trying to jam other adults into the place parents should occupy. Like in Washington State, Auburn School District 408, where one teacher tweeted out an urgent recommendation that parents check the guidelines and laws governing your child's school, specifically on the point of gender transitioning and sexuality. Ms. Kelly Love, a fellow teacher, said, "I cannot disagree with this more. So many students are not safe in this nation from their Christo-fascist parents, and our guidelines and laws haven't caught up with this." She's arguing against parents being encouraged to simply know the guidelines and the laws. By default, she simultaneously argues that parents not even receive notification, much less be asked their permission before a teacher begins entangling a young person in an area of intense and personal consequence. And what gives this random adult the right to replace the parent in providing guidance? Trying to give her the smallest benefit of the doubt, she did not specify Judaism, Islam, or anything else, you know, in her religious rant. But something tells me she would condemn them, too. So to be clear, a teacher paid by your tax dollars believes your Christian faith is not only fascism, but that its existence gives her the right to guide your child into life-altering, and its stats are proving, a potentially series of decisions, potentially deadly series of decisions. Now, in Canada, which Canada's all, you know what, we'll carry this over into the next segment. And I'll tell you why this is important today in this gun rights argument. I'll explain that when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I was talking about how they're trying to take your kids from you. Now, right here in the United States, at the moment, what's happening is that they're trying to maneuver children into transgenderism, which I don't really understand that. Why, if you're a boy, do you need to be a girl? And why, if you're a girl, do you need to be a boy? Why is there a need for that? But it gets worse than that. It gets worse than that because the template for which they're doing, which is the random adult wedging themselves in between you and your kid. And this is important because these are the children who will be running the world if they survive shortly. Coming out of Canada, a Canadian medical panel has issued guidance on whether to allow minors to make the decision to commit suicide with the help of medical professionals without parents' knowledge or consent. Now, how horrific does that sound? And from Fox News, we get a 138-page Canadian Parliament document. It was titled Medical Assistance in Dying in Canada, Choices for Canadians. One part of the report addresses assisted suicide options for minors in Canada. And there's two tracks, one for whom there's a reasonably foreseeable death, the second track for those whom mental disorder is the sole underlying medical condition. Now, we're talking about a Western power here. We're not talking about some backwater where they drink so much bacteria into their body they are completely immune to any disease known to man. No. This is a Western power. This is a member of NATO. This is our northern neighbor. There's a lot of people that look at Canada and sort of think of that as an annex of the United States. And they're talking about putting in place a means for a child to wake up one day and say, I'm tired of this, and go to school, and on the way home from school, instead of taking the bus, they go to the hospital, and they kill themselves. And the parents don't know, and they don't find out until they go looking for that kid. How horrendous is that? That would happen on the far left watch of Justin Trudeau is not really surprising. Canada is the same place that jailed pastors for merely reading a passage of a scripture aloud that defines sexuality in biblical terms. It's also a nation that violently locked up clergy who were merely attempted to have their church doors open during the pandemic. Now, in the elitist academic, theological, and cultural circles in America, you will find mass agreement with those leftward trends here in America as well. And it boils down to them hating children. Policy-wise, they want to abort them before and after You know, they want them in universal pre-K to keep them from being indoctrinated by their own parents. They want to begin initiating them in sexual questioning as young as 5 to 8 years of age through public education. They want to fill their minds with doubt of the very stability that their parents offer them. They want to transition them without parents' consent, including puberty blockers, hormone treatments, and permanent surgeries that are irreversible. If parents object, they want to label them as extremists, and if the child has remorse for this ghastly procedure, they want them to have the right to decide to take their own life. So, your boy will want to turn you into a girl, and when you decide you weren't really a girl to begin with, and what's the point, we're going to help you kill yourselves. I think it's also important to note that a healthy child coming from a loving family with a mother and a father in place, that presents a massive problem for the left. Loving and healthy families represent God's design for humanity, beginning with the tiniest part of its DNA. And when fully given life and breath, a family will produce generations of well-functioning, healthy families, which are filled with, you know, well-functioning, healthy individuals. Families, whose very existence condemn and contradict the evidence of evil so present in the left's view of children today. Families are the doom of the left's eternal misery, but instead of joining them, they would rather wipe them from existence. And it's up to us and all of our many kids to stop them. And as the scripture says, blessed is a man whose quiver is full. Traditional, the value set, the reason right now. Okay, so let's get off into the tributaries here. Right now, they can't meet recruiting goals in the military or in law enforcement, and that's because a lot of the children today are just not worthy of that. Which is really pathetic, if you think about it. You just have to be reasonably healthy and, you know, have a level head on your shoulders, and you can go into the military and be successful. A lot of that has to do with single-parent families, which is not a family. Single-parent household, let's call it that. A lot of that has to do with some other things. And all of these things have to do with the fact that, you know, there just isn't a lot of values. The values that were present in World War II, the values that were present after Vietnam, because now all of the force for the very longest time has been volunteer. It's all been voluntary. Before I got old enough to be drafted, the draft was gone. I did have to sign up for the Selective Service, which I think is still in place today. But then I volunteered to be in the military. And because of what I saw in the military while I was in the military, even then, and we were at our most dangerous time, we had come right off of winning the Cold War without firing a shot, and standards started to go down. And that's the problem. When you're talking about families and everything else, it comes down to being standards. Without standards, without rules, there's really no parameter to try to sit out there and say, well, this is what I need to strive for. And the left wants to remove all of that. So, here's what you have to consider. The reason I carry a gun and the reason I push the freedom to carry a gun is to protect my way of life. And my way of life has a bunch of little tributaries and things that contribute to it that I want to protect those as well. And that has to do with my value set and my morals and my belief system. Somebody that would try to kill one of my family members, if I'm there, they have a very hard, hard task ahead of them. Because they're not going to be just trying to kill my family member. They're going to be trying to protect themselves from me. Because I will not have it. I do believe in God's will, but I think God's will also indicates that I have my own, free thought to consider how I'm going to do things. I was given this life, so I protect it. Period. That's it. And I protect the lives of those that mean something to me, too. So, sometimes you have to protect that which you love by other means other than direct action. But think about what they're trying to do. They want to take your daughter and make her think she's a boy and have her mutilate herself and become a boy. And then when that doesn't work out, they want her to be able to kill herself. And they're sorry that she wasn't aborted. And that's the left. These are the guys that would disarm you. These are the guys that tell you, all you need is us. If you want to see how great that would turn out, turn yourselves over to them and see how good that turns out. It's not going to be good. Trust me, it's not going to be good at all. I would not have a high expectation of your survival. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
There's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.